Proclamation number 3764 of 8th of April, 1946. Spiritually directed senses. Your senses must be spiritually directed in order to be able to receive spiritual things. If grace and strength are to reach you, you must make yourselves receptive to it. That is, you must recognize your lack and appeal to me to remedy it. This is not striving for earthly possessions. It is not a physical desire. It is the soul's need. It is spiritually directed thoughts. And the strength which now comes to you is likewise only of effect for your soul, although it also strengthens the body, but it is not physically noticeable or externally recognizable. Strength and grace invigorate the soul, but where the soul is strengthened, this is also shared with the body in an equally invigorating way. Strength can certainly also be requested to cope with earthly demands, and this request will also be fulfilled by me. Then you will also receive spiritual strength, but even then the direction of your thoughts into the spiritual realm is a prerequisite which you fulfill through prayer to me. However, the supply of strength for the soul is more urgent than the external supply of strength, and this requires spiritually directed thinking, thus an intensive connection with the spiritual kingdom, with the giver of spiritual strength. But then your ascent development is also assured, for nothing remains without a supply of strength which desires such and makes its desire known to me through spiritually directed thinking. But the latter requires a detachment from the earthly. Where the earthly predominates, the human being establishes too little connection with the spiritual kingdom, and the supply of strength can only be granted in accordance with this connection. But anyone who ignores earthly things, who tries to replace them with spiritual goods, will receive abundant strength and grace, light, i.e., knowledge of the eternal truth, and he will live earthly life like a dream, for spiritual strength will lift him above the heaviness of earth. Seek to free yourselves from all earthly worries by uniting with me ever more intimately, by directing all your senses spiritually, and you will be able to receive abundantly that which your soul lacks, which helps it to reach the height of. You will be allowed to take possession of spiritual riches and be full of strength, and your body will also feel this beneficially, because the soul will soon subdue it and then it will desire nothing else than the soul, for both will then be guided by the spirit within itself. They will be drawn over into the spiritual kingdom, for the body, too, will participate in the emanation of strength and grace as soon as it has killed the desire for earthly good in itself. Amen.